Now, with your GoDaddy.com domain registration, as a listener of The Chris Perillo Show, enter code CHRIS1 and save an additional 10% on any order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.
I actually started a search engine marketing company back in September called Fortune Interactive. And so we're targeting Fortune 1000 companies with our own blend of search marketing, blogging, and reputation monitoring. But I primarily blog at my blog, MarketingPilgrim.com.
Marketing Pilgrim. So do you have to wear funny hats?
Yeah, and ride a horse and ride off into the sunset, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
But Thanksgiving's a good time of year for you.
It is, and the irony is that I'm from England originally, so the whole Pilgrim thing is a new concept to me.
Now, you say you started this in September. Why?
Started Fortune Interactive in September. I left WebSource back in July and took a month or two off, and I got together with a great group of people. Our co-founder of our company had developed a phenomenal technology ourselves, which is SEM Logic, and so we've been very much involved with using tools in the search engine optimization space, and we know how valuable they can be. STEM Logic relies on artificial intelligence and latent semantic indexing, and it's really for the use of our clients. But there's a lot of great tools out there that are publicly available that can help search engine optimization individuals and marketers alike.
So it sounds like for you it's more than just a job.
It's a passion, absolutely. I live and breathe it. I blog it. Drives my wife crazy that I'm always talking about it, but yeah, I've been doing this for 6 or 7 years now, and it's definitely love being involved in the search industry.
Well, isn't SEO like the whole thing just replete with spam?
No, I think that there's certainly. I think spam's pretty much had its heyday. I think we definitely had a year or two where. It was easy to manipulate the search engines and, fill your website with numerous mentions of Britney Spears and get traffic from that, even though you're still in desktop computers. But I think that the search engines have gotten a lot smarter, and I think search engine optimization firms and search marketers have become a lot more sophisticated as well. And we realize that it's not just about getting traffic to a site. We want to not only get our clients to the top of the results on a Google or Yahoo, but we also want to make sure that visitor is qualified and, buys the product or calls in for the service. So we're kind of really maturing with the industry and helping businesses to understand that this is just another channel as part of their marketing mix.
Now, usually one can check a Google PageRank or an Alexa ranking. I mean, are there any other tools to use to kind of compare a site's relative strength against the rest of the internet?
Well, there's seems like that's what everybody seems to be trying to come up with is what other tools could be used to give competitive information, give intelligence to marketers. PageRank for a long time has been not as reliable as it used to be simply because a lot of people have their doubts as to how much it correlates with the true value of a page. So we see tools like SEO Moz released a tool, their PageRank tool, which tries to kind of take it to a new level of understanding what factors are important when understanding the value of a page. And so those guys over at SEO Moz, Rand Fishkin and the team, did a good job recently with the launch of their PageRank tool because it looks at around a dozen different components that marketers should look at to determine how valuable and how relevant is this particular page.
Hmm. So this is what you base your whole marketing model on, then?
I don't base my whole marketing model on it, but, I mean...
Wait a minute. How are people supposed to find you, then?
On the search engine?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the search engines are definitely, the number one way people find any kind of content online. So when you're looking at purely online, search is absolutely the most vital element of any marketing mix. And it's even been shown that search drives a lot of offline visitors, too. So people can go into a store or call your toll-free number just from finding you on Google or Yahoo. So it is extremely valuable. I wish more marketers would realize that it shouldn't be just the last line item in a marketing budget. And we're starting to see that. We're starting to see budgets allocated to search going from 1% and 2% up to 4% and 5%. And, you know, we're hoping to see these budgets increase to more along the lines of 10, 15%. After all, that's where they can generate a lot of their business.
So did you start Fortune Interactive on your own?
No. I have a co-founder. His name is Mike Marshall. And he's been in the space for 15 years, and he's been working at, when I say, you know, working on artificial intelligence, latent semantic indexing, and quantitative analysis. And what he did is he helped us to develop our SemLogic tool, which allows us to understand what are the search engines looking for, what are the different components that a Google is looking for if you want to be ranked for a certain phrase, such as iPod. So we're able to go in and look at all the competitors for that particular phrase, understand all of the keyword densities, the backlink qualities, the title tags, and kind of evaluate it. And what our technology does, it kind of takes the human error out of it. It takes a lot of the guesswork and hunches out of it and allows us to kind of precisely plot what we need to do for our clients. So instead of kind of throwing a lot of stuff up there and hoping to see what sticks, we can kind of get it right the first time.
And in terms of that, you get actual physical letters, actual paper letters in the mail from Google these days, don't you?
It's been an interesting day for us today.
Tell me what happened.
Well, what happened is about a week ago, we posted on the blog. Actually, it was a colleague of mine posted. He's just started contributing, so I'm going to have to buy him at least a lunch or a dinner because he just started adding to the blog. And he just posted that with all the changes that Google continually makes to AdWords, that it's just hard to keep up, and it's hard to convey to our clients what the new reporting is and what the new changes are. And so he jokingly asked Google that, you know, maybe they could send him an aspirin, and he put the office address up there. A week later, we actually get in the mail from Google a letter with just a kind note saying, I hope this helps, and you know, check out our blog for updates. And it had an aspirin in there. And so he just posted that on the blog. Just you know, we said, go ahead, put it up there, show people that, you know, Google cares. And next thing I know, it's got over, you know, 3,000 digs, and Goebel's talking about it. And I think even Adam at Google, who kind of sent it to us, he just added to his blog just a few moments ago that even he didn't realize that this was going to just ignite the blogosphere. But you know, everybody over at Google is great, and they really do like to have a strong relationship with search marketers, and we really enjoy working with them as close as possible. But we've been kind of shocked. I guess people just like to see that even with Google being as a big public company, that there's still that personal side that kind of cares and has a sense of humor.
Now, does Google own the search industry?
Do they own the search engine industry? I think that they are very dominant, and I think that dominance is theirs to lose, and I've said this for a while. They have such a strong brand that for a long time, you know, search engines like Yahoo and Ask Jeeves and to some extent MSN, you know, they all offer relatively relevant results. I mean, you go in there and plug in what you need, and you find what you're looking for. But Google got there first, and they made it clean, simple, straightforward to get the results, and they established themselves as the most dominant brand, and now it's a verb. You know, you go out and to Google is to search. And so it's going to be very hard for anybody to challenge that. So they do dominate, and they do influence, and I think they do shake the industry. And really, it's that dominance is theirs to lose.
So you think someone's going to come along at some point and un-Google Google?
It's hard to say. I don't see any challenges on the horizon at this stage, but you know, 5-6 years ago, with the Alta Vistas and X-Sites of the world, we didn't see Google come in necessarily either. So it's hard to say. I think that what will be interesting is if you could say that Google does have an Achilles heel, it could end up being the whole social networking aspect that we're seeing with MySpace and with Friendster and with MyYahoo, things of that nature, because Google's not really strong in that aspect. Orkut never really kind of took off apart from with the Brazilian mafia, and Blogger is about as close as they get, and that hasn't been updated for a while. So Yahoo's betting heavily on it, and if that becomes the next big thing, having your peers and your friends tell you what's popular on the web and what's important, then Google doesn't have anything particularly strong there. So it would be interesting to see how that pans out.
Well, even with Yahoo pursuing it, you know, MySpace and Friendster and, you know, these, I guess, third companies coming along, they're the ones that are taking the space, not the existing brands. Why do you think that is?
I think with the social networking space and social search, I think there's a real trend factor there. I think people like to find the newest and latest trendy site to participate in, and I think there's a lot of testing going on. People are jumping around trying to find the latest and hottest new bookmarking site or new social search engine, and so you see a lot of these sites kind of doing really well. But I think that...
Yeah, but wait. At the same time, don't they just kind of fall back to their own comfortable patterns?
You mean as a collective, as an industry?
As a collective or just individually. I mean, they always fall back to Google, let's say.
In what regard? How do they fall back to Google?
Oh, look, this comes out, a new thing comes out, but I'm just going to go back to Google.
I see what you're saying. I don't know. I mean, certainly for some products, absolutely. There are some products where they do go back to Google, but there are some things where if you flip it, there are some products that Google launch, and they get a lot of immediate attention, and a lot of people try it, and then people flip back to what they had before because they were frustrated and they didn't understand it was a limited beta, or they didn't understand that it's designed to be easy to use and not necessarily full of functionality. And so,
right? Yeah, like
anything
the,
you're seeing.
Like
yeah, go
ahead. No, like the spreadsheet. I mean, before then, I wasn't able to manage my numbers effectively. But then when Google released their spreadsheet, it was just like, wow. I mean, suddenly it's so much easier to manage numbers, and I couldn't do it before Google. I'm being facetious, by the way.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
But you realize that there's some
been away from
no,
been around for a while.
But
yeah.
Do you realize there are some people out there who seriously believe that just because Google stapped their name on it?
And this is the thing, Google's brand is very strong, but it's at some point they're going to launch products that don't meet the same high standards as their search engine, and right now
well, like every one of them. I mean, other than Picasa, which they acquired, I've yet to find any Google tool like really blow me away. Other than Picasa, which they acquired.
Right, and you're absolutely right. They acquired that. I think with them is that they're under a lot of pressure to find new revenue streams, and so they're throwing out a lot of products. And some would say carelessly, they throw out a lot of new product launches to see what becomes popular and how do people use them. And they grow the ones that seem to have the most uptake. They kind of nurture those, and the ones that kind of don't do so well, they seem to pull back. It's almost like they just quietly die, and Google was almost like, oh, well, that never really existed. Pretend we never launched that. But they're under a lot of pressure to find new revenue streams because, it's 98-99% of the revenue is coming from search, and, the cost of going out and partnering with other search engine networks or other just portals and ISPs, they have to split a big chunk of that revenue, and so they would rather find new ways of growing their own brand and their own footprint where they get to keep more of that revenue. But, they get criticized for a lot of their products, and, just recently we started to see comments from their executives that they're going back to the core of search, and I think it's because they realize that public perception is they've taken their eye off the ball as when it comes to core search engine technology, and that's their holy grail. They have to maintain that perception that they are number one when it comes to search technology. Otherwise, everything else they launch is just not gonna have a chance at all.
Now, what search engines do you use?
Google.
Yeah. Okay.
I've tried, this is interesting. I'll use different things depending on what I'm searching for. Obviously, if I'm searching in the vlog realm, which I do a lot, Google obviously doesn't really cut it there. I'll use a Technorati, or I'll use, I kind of like the new blog lines search functionality mm-hmm. that was introduced with Ask Jeeves. Images, I usually end up going to Yahoo because they have a fresher image index. So it really depends, but I've tried different things, and I've tried different toolbars, and I'm the same as everybody else. It's like a Pavlovian dog kind of thing. I open up my browser, and ding, I go straight to Google, and I just can't help myself. Even though I know I could find what I'm looking for elsewhere, it just installed in everybody's minds that seed of doubt that maybe you might miss something if you don't use Google. So it's just easy. Let's just go ahead and use Google.
That makes complete sense. So what do you tell your clients then? Google the only one to worry about?
Well, you know, what ends up happening actually is our clients tell us that that's the ones that they worry about. And what we try to do with our clients at Fortune Interactive, we try to have a balanced approach to the search engines that we assist them with. But at the same time, we don't go after, you know, 10 or 20 different search engines. There's just not the returns there. But we certainly try and look at, you know, certainly Google, Yahoo, MSN, AOL, Ask Jeeves is, you know, the top five. And the reason being is that you can't put all your eggs in one basket. If you're just purely working for Google and something happens and Google does an algorithm update and you lose all of your positioning and all of your traffic, if you don't have at least something coming in from the other search engines, then you've really put your business in dire straits. So, and also, you never know what's going to be the next big thing. You know, Ask Jeeves is quietly increasing their market share, and so if you ignore them and they continue to make that increase, then you could potentially miss out. And then likewise, another thing is that we sometimes see different audiences on different search engines. People that go into Google are more likely to do a lot of research. So in the buying cycle, we find that Google searches are early stage, kind of researching, looking for reviews. Consumer products, Yahoo tends to do relatively well at the end of the buying cycle when they're really ready to kind of compare pricing on consumer products. So you're looking for a broad mix depending on which industry you're in. One other thing that your listeners may be interested in is that, not that it's too much of a shameless plug for our technology, but one of the things we're going to be doing over the coming weeks with SEMlogic is we're going to be releasing some reports that show some of the differences between the search engines in what they look for a particular site. So coming out next week for the search phrase laptop, which we picked as a really popular term, we're going to start picking apart, pulling back the layers of the onion, if you like, and showing you what Google's looking for as opposed to Yahoo, what MSN kind of tends to favor, and really kind of starting giving people an analysis of what are some of the components. We're going to do that over the coming weeks with some different verticals. So if you look for that, certainly go to marketingpilgrim.com. We can go to fortuneinteractive.com. We'll have the announcement on both of those.
Very cool.
Now, with your GoDaddy.com domain registration, as a listener of The Chris Perillo Show, enter code CHRIS1 and save an additional 10% on any order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.